It's not enough to argue that Columbia's expansion will bring jobs to Upper Manhattan, or glory to the institution. State law requires the Empire State Development Corporation to prove that property it wants to seize is blighted. But the law never defines blight. In order to make the case this time, consultants measured several factors, including whether 25% of a property was vacant. A project opponent who lives nearby, Walter South, made his own tongue-in-cheek proposal. Take over the homes of ESDC board members so Columbia faculty can live there.
I'm sure these guys have kids at school, bedrooms they're not using, extra bathrooms and so on and so forth they're not using.
An ESDC spokesman says the agency has used similar criteria to determine blight for other projects around the state. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.